Welcome, everyone. It's Eagles 360 on this Tuesday from the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro, Glenn Mack now. And we begin the show talking about the news that came down in the morning. It is official. Offensive tackle Lane Johnson suspended for 10 games for violating the NFL's performance-enhancing policy, drug policy. It is not a surprise to the Philadelphia Eagles. It's not a surprise to us. It's not a surprise to you. Johnson had his appeal heard last week at the league offices. That appeal denied. The suspension takes place immediately, and he is not eligible, Glenn, to be around the football team, to contact the football team, until after the Eagles play the Baltimore Ravens in December. Thus, Johnson available for the final two regular season games against the Giants and the Dallas Cowboys.
And the not being able to be around the team, as you say, is a big factor, because you want him to be able and play, to come back and play those last two, what we think will be very important division games heading into the playoffs, but you don't work out with the team, you got to work out on your own. It's tough to stay in shape if you're on your own. Schemes may change. It's a real kick. We knew it was coming, as you said, Dave, but it is a real kick in the pants for this team.
Yeah, now that it is official, you understand the implications and how much of a challenge it is for an offensive line that has played outstanding football. And Johnson has played the best football of his NFL career in these first four games, but he is gone. The Eagles have some options, and we're going to talk about the ripple effect of losing Lane Johnson for much of this show. Let's get you caught up with what's happening with the Eagles concerning Lane Johnson. No media availability on Tuesday, but in recent weeks, head coach Doug Peterson has talked about the right tackle situation should Johnson get suspended. No surprise for the Eagles, who are considering all of their options. Let's go to our 360 update with Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith here with your 360 update. The big news here at the NovaCare Complex is that starting right tackle Lane Johnson, after a lengthy appeal process, has indeed been suspended 10 games by the NFL due to a violation of the league's performance-enhancing drug policy. Now, last week, we heard from Doug Peterson, who explained what the plan would be if Johnson was suspended. And while some earlier thoughts were that left guard Allen Barber would move over to the right side, the plan may actually be to start rookie fifth-round pick Halapulavati Vaitai on the right side and keep Barber on the left.
It is true. It's something that we've, talking with Coach Stoutland and watching Big V closely, not only through preseason, but, in practices these last couple of weeks. We want to exhaust all the possibilities and Allen Barber's been playing great at left guard, and if you don't have to disrupt two positions and just do one, I think there's some conversation there that we got to have. But he's definitely in the mix.
So a 10-game suspension for Lane Johnson means that he would not be eligible to return to game action until the Eagles' Week 16 matchup against the New York Giants, and he would also be able to play in the Week 17 finale against the Dallas Cowboys. But if Vaitai is indeed the next man up at that right tackle spot, the rookie fifth-round pick says that he's ready to go thanks to some advice that he's received from the veterans around him.
Got to get ready. You know, it's my job. I got to step up. I got to be the next man up. You know, they depend on me, so I'm going to do everything I got. Getting in every day and watching Lane and Jason Peters and them giving me tips on how to stop these guys. You know, Jason Peters was telling me, get to my spot as fast as you can.
You can be sure that Coach Peterson will address the Lane Johnson situation further during his press conference tomorrow. That's at 10:30 right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and on Facebook Live. Now, the Eagles also made two changes to the practice squad this afternoon. You can get full details on that right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles mobile app.
Thanks so much, Alex. Well, Glenn, we've got a lot to talk about in the show. It's about the right tackle situation. It's about how it impacts the entire offense. And, oh, by the way, the quarterback has only started four games in his career.
Yes, and he started those games with pretty good protection. The offensive line has really helped Carson Wentz succeed as he succeeded. Now, with all the questions at right tackle, the ripple effect is, how does it affect him, the protection, the run game, everything else? How does it affect the pass game? Are they going to be able to, are they going to be forced to have Brent Celek in there blocking much of the time? And I suspect they will, Dave.
Yeah, so we are going to talk about that. Eagles 360 marches on as the Eagles prepare for their first NFC East game of this season. We'll be back in just a moment to discuss the wide-ranging impact of losing Lane Johnson for the next 10 games. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Apple Vacations. Join Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz in Mexico in 2017. Log on to applevacations.com/beachblitz for more details.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right. With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
You say crazy, I say crafted. You say savage, I say practiced. Crazy, crafted, savage, practiced. Let's run that whole thing back. You say unbelievable, I say achievable. You say incredible, I say inevitable. Unbelievable, achievable, incredible, inevitable. Let's run that whole thing back. Carbs to compete, electrolytes to replenish.
Introducing Dunkin's new cold brew coffee. Steeped slowly in cold water for small batches with an ultra-smooth, full-bodied flavor. Discover the craft of cold brew today and keep on. America runs on Dunkin'.
We are back. It's Eagles 360. Dave and Glenn here discussing the impact of the Lane Johnson suspension as it pertains to the entire offense. Now, there are options, as Alex Smith described in the 360 update. Let's go with the premise that Halapoulivaati gets the call at right tackle.
Right. As everybody throughout this week looks at his name on a piece of paper and tries to get it down. Don't envy Merrill Reese. Yes.
Halapoulivaati, big V.
Yes.
If he starts at right tackle, what does it mean?
Well, it means that you only have to disrupt 20% of your offensive line as opposed to 40%. If you move over Barber and then you decide that you're also, you got to move in Wisniewski, you're really changing two-fifths of the line. I'd rather, and I think they'd rather, change one-fifth if they can. You put the kid in, you see if he can survive. You have Brent Celek help him out on that side. And that's where you are. Davey's a project. You know, he's a fifth-round pick. I don't think they expected him to play this year. Now he's forced to do it.
Well, they didn't expect the quarterback to play this year either, so maybe it'll be the same kind of
result. Yeah, but he was the second overall pick of the draft.
And a disclaimer here, because we have not seen the media not permitted to watch practice during the season. So we have not seen Vaitai make his practice progress. You know, we have not seen him. And I think the Eagles would not force Vaitai into the situation as a starter should that be the case. Now, they've worked with him in practice. They knew about Lane Johnson back in August. So they've had a couple of months here to get their scenarios straight and consider their options. And if they insert Vaitai, it's because Jeff Stoutland believes that he can do the job. Now, game number one, FedEx Field, Ryan Kerrigan, the open of the NFC East.
Yeah.
That's not the environment that Big V played at in TCU when he played in the spread offense and not the NFC East.
And not as loud a stadium. And it's going to be a tough assignment for him with Kerrigan breathing right over him. And I think the big challenge for him is going to be to not get motion penalties. Don't jump early. Stay calm. Be there. If he's able to do that, to me, that's half the battle. It also means, as things go on, that Jason Peters is going to have to stay healthy and play well because, as we said, the ripple effects down the entire line are there. So you're going to have to get big play from him. You're going to have to get good play from Kelsey. You're going to have guys you can rely on.
Right, and Matt Tobin would be the backup left tackle should something happen with Peters. And it will also impact Carson Wentz, who, along with Jason Kelsey, calls the protections. And if you see a defense overloading on the right side of the offensive line, then you've got to slide your protection that way. So it's a bit more of a mental challenge for Wentz, who has not certainly had any problems with the mental part of his game.
No. Everything's been new to him, and everything he's been able to ace with flying colors. This is one more challenge for the kid. And Dave, based on what I've seen in the first four games from him, I have confidence he can pass any test he gets.
Now, it also impacts, as you mentioned, Brent Celek, who in effect could become a sixth offensive lineman here.
Yeah, they're going to do that a lot, or they're going to have to keep in Matthews to block or something like that. It certainly reduces your offensive options, and you're going to have to figure out how to work with that.
So it's a big challenge for the Eagles. There are no gimmies when you look at the rest of this schedule, as we will later in the week. I mean, it is a tough schedule. It's Washington this week. It's the great defense of the Minnesota Vikings a week later. So Vitae will have to be really reducing that learning curve very quickly.
Yeah, doing it fast.
Yeah.
Son, you're starting. Be ready.
So you said this in the first segment, Glenn. You expected it, but it still really kind of hits you in the gut right now.
Yeah, it does, because, and I know the Eagles lost to Detroit, but they were playing well. The offensive line was playing well. You're really building for something. Injuries happen in the NFL, and you can't project those. But when you lose a guy on something that's not an injury for 10 games, that's a real kick in the pants.
And no pay for Lane Johnson, his second suspension in his NFL career. Another suspension? Well, that would mean a 2-year absence from the NFL. So really, Lane Johnson has to figure out the decisions that he's making, and they are impacting the Philadelphia Eagles and certainly his career as well. So we've got a lot to get to here on Eagles 360, a look at the NFC East in just a bit. But when we return to Eagles 360, head coach Doug Peterson in studio prior to the news of Lane Johnson's suspension. He'll address that on Wednesday. But Doug Peterson joins me in studio to talk about the Eagles, and they bounce back here, getting ready for the NFC East schedule against the Washington Redskins. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by McDonald's. Mix and match on McDonald's McPick 2 for $2.50 menu, now featuring Filet-O-Fish for a limited time. I'm loving it.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
You say crazy, I say crafted. You say savage, I say practiced. Crazy, crafted, savage, practiced. Let's run that whole thing back. You say unbelievable, I say achievable. You say incredible, I say inevitable. Unbelievable, achievable, incredible, inevitable. Let's run that whole thing back. Carbs to compete, electrolytes to replenish.
Introducing Dunkin's new cold brew coffee. Steeped slowly in cold water for small batches with an ultra-smooth, full-bodied flavor. Discover the craft of cold brew today and keep on. America runs on Dunkin'.
We welcome into the studio head coach Doug Peterson, the Eagles 3-1 in a very tight NFC East, and the Washington Redskins wait on Sunday. And you've been a veteran here of the NFC East Wars. What is a division game like?
It's intense. The week is a little bit different from a preparation standpoint. In order to give yourself an opportunity for the postseason, you got to handle your division, and this is our first opportunity this weekend.
And what do you make of this team just from a very cursory standpoint? Because I know you're not deep into them yet.
Well, they've got great personnel on both sides of the ball. You know, Kirk Cousins, I think, as a quarterback, is a very efficient guy. You think he's playing a little bit better now, and he's got some confidence. Defensively, they're playing extremely well. Josh Norman over there, I mean, he's a guy that, commands a lot of attention. Got to know where he's at and if he's matching or staying on his side and just different things that way. And Kerrigan is a guy that we know from years past that can rush the passer and do some great things there. So they got speed, Deshaun. You know a little bit about him and what he can do and his threat down the field. So this is another good test for us as a team, as a football team. It's another road test, second one in a row. In order to have a you know an opportunity late in the year, you got to handle your division.
You came out of Detroit. I would characterize after the game disappointed by the loss, but encouraged by a lot of the things that you saw. After you watched all the film, do you still feel encouraged about some of the things you saw?
I still do. I like the fact that even though all the adversity that hit us during this football game, our team was able to rally. They were a resilient group. There was no panic on the sideline, coaches and players, and put ourselves in a position to take the lead in this football game late in the game and still with an opportunity to win it. And a lot of good things came out of this game on both sides, really all three phases. I thought Caleb Sturgis, he kicked the ball extremely well, the three big kicks there for us, and especially the one before half. And a lot of positives, and so this is a game that the players, when they watch it and they look at it, don't hang your heads over it, learn from it, and let's get better this week.
Not that you wanted it to happen, but it was going to happen at some point, that Carson Wentz would be staring a two-touchdown deficit in the face. How did he respond in the huddle and then communicating with you?
Well, he responded obviously very well, and it was my job too as a play caller not to get overly aggressive with calls, to still stick with the game plan. Felt like we had the ability to run the ball as well, and utilize some play action pass for him, and we just methodically, worked ourselves into this football game, and down 14-0, and 14-7, 21-7, eventually 21-10 at halftime. To score before the half and to score coming out of the locker room, I think those 10 points were crucial to us getting ourselves back into the football game, and Carson being a big part of that. Made some nice tough throws, some good decisions. Protection was good, and then the ability to run the ball obviously gave us an opportunity to get back in this football game.
I would imagine you were a bit disappointed at 21-17 down. You get the turnover in Detroit territory, came away with three rather than seven.
Yeah, you'd really like to get the touchdown there, especially after a turnover that deep in their territory in the red zone. And that was just unfortunate. We had a shot there, one to Nelson, one to DGB, and just came up a little bit short right there. But ultimately got some points that got us a little bit closer in the football game. Overall, pleased with number one, the defense getting the turnover, and then offensively getting points after that.
Where do you go with the offense, Doug? A quarter of the season, you're done. What do you want to see better? What are you pleased with?
Well, there's a lot of positive. Obviously the fact that Carson playing as well as he is, he's really utilizing his strengths and his ability to run. You saw him run the football a little bit more in the Detroit game. We want to kind of keep that theme going a little bit with him, because I think when you get in tough situations, when you can utilize him as a runner, becomes important. And then just keep coming with our passing game. Putting guys in different. It was good to have all three tight ends out there. I think it created some matchup scenarios for us and for defenses. And then defensively, we had opportunities even in this game to get our hands on the ball again, and we got the one turnover, but we almost had an interception again. So, there's a lot of good that we need to just keep harping on and eliminate some mistakes, keep the game plan simple for our guys to execute, and just go play hard.
Doug, how would you assess the defense after four games?
Playing extremely well. It took them a little bit in this Detroit game to kind of settle into the game, but once they did, you saw the firepower and the aggression that they can impose. They're getting hands on the ball. They're creating turnovers. They're getting after the quarterback, sacking the quarterback. What you saw in the second half is indicative of what our defense can do and what they've done all season long. And we just got to keep building on that.
What do you expect when this team really digs into it Wednesday and Thursday, getting ready for the Washington Redskins?
I have no doubt in my mind this group will be focused. They'll be laser focused. They'll be ready to get back out on the practice field. We don't play the game on Wednesday, obviously. It's going to take another hard week of preparation and study and practice. But I think this group is going to come back, and they're going to be ready to get back on the field come Wednesday.
I guess you learn a lot about a team when you go through a tough game, a tough loss like Detroit.
You do. And you want to see, who your leaders are going to be, how your team is going to react. And I saw it all the way, you know, even flying home. You know, the guys were on their iPads watching the game, you know, making the corrections and just watching the whole thing unfold. And that to me, that's a sign of a good football team that they're into it that way. And they were mad. I mean, they were more mad than they were like just dejected. I mean, we're all dejected, but I mean, they were ticked off and that they let this one slide again. With all the adversity that we faced in the game, and so that's why this week I think there won't be any extra motivation. They'll be motivated themselves.
Well, thanks so much, Doug. Good luck on Sunday against Washington and beat the Redskins.
Introducing Dunkin's new cold brew coffee, steeped slowly in cold water for small batches with an ultra smooth, full body flavor. Discover the craft of cold brew today and keep on. America runs on Dunkin'.
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, payment, withdrawal, or transfer each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
I sup to Philly.
I sup to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I sub to Philly, the Broad Street line on game days.
A la bodega.
To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly!
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
1 year ago, everyone making fun of the NFC least. Nobody is doing that now. Glenn, we're here to talk about the NFC East presented by Bob's Discount Furniture, our look around the division. And I would call it the NFC Beast in 2016. How about that? Too premature?
You may want to slow that roll just a little bit. I mean, the division is better than people projected and better than it was last year, but way to go.
Let's talk about it from top to bottom, and we begin with
the Dallas Cowboys
are playing outstanding football here with a tough game against the Green Bay Packers. They were very impressive against the Cincinnati Bengals. The quarterback, Dak Prescott, continues to play nearly flawless football. The running back, Ezekiel Elliott, leads the NFL in ground yards. The offensive line getting its act together, getting it healthy. And the defense, Glenn, has played surprisingly well.
It has. Well, you covered most of it, but I'll throw you a few things. And all of that is true. The thing is, the offense is doing well and getting off to early leads, and that's helping the defense a lot. And one of the things the Cowboys are doing to help that mediocre defense is they're second in the league in time of possession, second to the Eagles, by the way. And that, with the early leads, puts the defense in a good position. Their secondary, which was really seen as their weak spot, and I think still may be, has now played against Alshon Jeffrey, A.J. Green, and Odell Beckham Jr. without allowing a touchdown pass or a 100-yard game. It's pretty good. It's pretty surprising. I didn't expect to see any of that from this team, but the Cowboys, give them their due. Give the devil its due. They're playing well.
Let's see how they do when they go to Lambeau Field this week to play the Green Bay Packers, coming off a win on Sunday night against the New York Giants, and then Dallas goes into its bye week, of course, at 4-1. Better. Now, we're all going to talk about, do you stay with Dak? Do you go with Tony Romo? Your thoughts at this point?
Well, they've said they're going to Romo, that he doesn't lose the job. I think that Romo doesn't help them, because I think that what's going to happen is Romo's going to come in, and he's immobile. One of the things about Dak Prescott is he moves. And if Romo gets hit once or twice, I think you may see Dak Prescott again real quick.
All right. So that is a look at the Dallas Cowboys. Of course, the Eagles play at Washington this week. Some early thoughts on Washington, Glenn, coming off a really good win against the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, they lost their first two. Then they have three straight wins against the Giants, the Browns, and the Ravens. And They beat the Ravens. The Ravens hurt themselves. The Ravens tried a fake field goal that didn't work. The Ravens fumbled at the goal line. But Washington wins. Their defense ranks 27th in the league. But for a third consecutive game, the defense held an opponent without a second-half touchdown. So the Redskins, I think, last year they finished, what, 6-2 down the stretch or something like that? Now, here it is. They're 9-4 in their last 13 games. You can no longer laugh at the Redskins.
No, and it'll be a great game on Sunday at FedEx Field. How about the New York Football Giants lagging in the NFC East, struggling to score points? I look at that game on Sunday night, and I look at the sideline, and I see a head coach in Ben McAdoo who just doesn't inspire me if I'm a Giants fan.
How about that? How about that?
And he was a candidate here.
Sure, and a lot of people were very excited about that, and he has had a tough time getting anything going there. Odell Beckham is averaging 13 yards a catch. Eli is 20th in the league in passing. They don't have a running back in the top 35 of the NFL. And worse than that, Dave, the defense. They spent $100 million on that defense. So far this season, Eagles, 14 sacks in four games. Washington, 11 sacks. Dallas, 10 sacks. The New York Giants, 4.
Yeah. Yeah,
in five.
You
games.
Can't buy yourself a defense. We learned that here in Philadelphia in 2011. So that is our spin around the NFC East presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got one more segment to get to here on Eagles 360. When we return, our Amoroso's on the menu. Look at what's ahead. A very critical Wednesday for the Philadelphia Eagles next.
All right, fellas, let's go out there and give him heck.
Heck.
Let's go out there and give him the 1-2.
You tell him, Captain.
Go out there and we're going to really give him the business.
By God, let's sock it to him. Yeah.
Fair and square. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Come on, boys, let's get him away.
Holy smokes.
The old game just can't compete, especially when it comes to innovative energy solutions like the ones NRG uses to power the Eagles. Visit picknrg.com today.
Take your spring vacation with Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Join me, along with Fletcher Cox, Vinny Curry, and Jordan Matthews, on an all-inclusive vacation a world away from the ordinary at the luxurious Now Jade Riviera Cancun Resort. You'll receive non-stop round-trip airfare, luxury hotel accommodations, and special events with the players and other Eagles VIPs. Go to applevacations.com/Eagles to book your trip today.
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Dave Spadaro and Glenn Macnow, Eagles 360 on a Tuesday where the Eagles receive the news about Lane Johnson. We've discussed that throughout the show. Want to get you set up for what's happening on Wednesday. It's our Amorosos on the menu. Look, we've got Doug Peterson meeting the media and discussing the offensive line plans. Your thoughts, your guess, what do you think here?
My guess is he's going to say we're going with the kid Vitae. We have total confidence in him, and we'll see what happens.
All right. Offensive coordinator Frank Reich meets me in studio to talk about the offense and the progress it's made over the first four games. And Joe DiCamera will be by my side. Our first look at the Washington Redskins. Amoroso's the reason Philly sandwiches are so famous. Glenn, I mean, I don't know. We kind of talked about Lane ad nauseum. Let's talk about the Eagles. And on defense, we really never got to your takeaways from Sunday. I'd love to know what you feel about the Eagles' defense, why it started so slowly, how you avoid that moving forward.
Well, there were a few reasons it started so slowly. I think one of the big reasons is they got some real poor performance from Michael Kendrick out there. Kendrick's out there, and I think that hurt him. I know Nigel Bradham played most of the plays in the first half, but when he was down and Kendricks was on Riddick, that really hurt the Eagles. They weren't able to make the stops they needed to make, and I think that was a big contributor to them giving up 3 first-half touchdowns. Second half, they gave up 1.8 yards a play. Was very encouraged to see him get it back there.
Yeah, and the Eagles' defense of the second half more more kind of the norm, do you think, moving forward?
Yeah, I do. And I think more aggressive, and they got four sacks and a takeaway, and they kind of got it in gear. It's funny because I had really expected them to come off the bye as Andy's teams used to come off the bye. It didn't happen with them this week, and that was a little bit of a disappointment. I will say one thing. Even as the kid threw that fourth quarter interception, I thought Kid Carson had a terrific game. You know, that was a little Brett Favre bravado going for the whole thing, but I think he again played so well, so heady, makes the right throw, reads the defenses. Even in the loss, I'm just so encouraged about what you get from Carson Wentz.
And the big picture is, hey, Eagles fans, you got yourself a quarterback here. Carson Wentz, again, looking at 2-touchdown deficit in the face, not flinching, total poise, command, maturity. Outstanding 4 games for him with much more to come. Glenn Macnow returns on Thursday on Eagles 360. I'm Dave Spadaro. We say goodbye to you. Have yourselves a great Eagles night, everyone, and I'll see you tomorrow.